What is going on? Terrible start to the show. Don't worry, Booth is coming. Wait, that's the wrong chair. This chair has someone's pants still in it. Dude, what do they do? Leave their pants in the studio? Oh my lord, my saints and garters. Whoa. So, the internet's down here in WFMU Central, which screws up only everything about the show. I'm not even talking on the mic. There we go. Let's see. Nope. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Bucci. Let me bring that down. It's Valentine's Day. Strike that. The day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
It's the biggest WFMU holiday. The red and white streamers are all over the station. One is actually right above my head, the board. It's tickling my nose a little bit. Oh, get out of here. And everyone around here at WFMU Central, everyone you see gives you a big grin and says, hey, happy Valentine's Day. And people brought in food. Michelle, WFMU's own Michelle with one L, made a nice Valentine's sort of stew. It was one big pot of stew and like a dozen spoons. I passed on that, but other people dug in. I'm going to fix some things. But right now, let's listen to one of the most romantic voices in the whole world. It's My Lady Sade. Only on WFMU.
You know me better than that. Think I'd leave you down when you're down on your knees. I wouldn't do that. I'll tell you you're right when you want.
Alright, that's enough. Internet's back up. Sorry about that. That's why they call it WFMU and not WNYC. And that is the only reason they call it WFMU. So anyway, let's crack open a can of kisses. Before people get creeped out, those are air kisses. So if you want to step into that air, great. If not, also great. Maybe even better. Either way, it means nothing.
Nothing.
People in the chat already know this, but Bucci won the 2016 Air Kiss Championship in Paris. Your boy kissed a target that was 8 feet away. They were using scarecrows as topics, as targets back then. And it hit. You should have seen it. It hit that scarecrow right between the eyes. Blammo. And I know it was just a scarecrow, but I swear I saw that thing's eyes just light up like, oh, wow. I wouldn't be surprised if it came off its post and just lurched towards Bucci for a hug. Wizard of Oz style. That scarecrow, by the way, from The Wizard of Oz, is one of the biggest liars in fiction. FYI. If you don't have a brain, how are you talking? It's not possible. If the Tin Man doesn't have a heart, why is it crying? Why does the lion have a human face? Looks like a man disguised as a lion to me. They're all liars in that movie.
Bucci's in a tizzy.
I don't want to talk about that anymore. Anyway, it's Valentine's Day. People celebrate this holiday in a lot of different ways. Famously. Spending time with their loved ones, liked ones. Or, you know, just pretending the whole thing doesn't exist, which, of course, technically it doesn't. It doesn't exist. There we go.
Ah, Valentine's Day.
As some of you may or may not know, I am married to a woman, Mrs. Bucci. But I wasn't always, you know, in a deep, committed, super complicated relationship. No. I remember the time when the only thing I was holding hands with was my pockets as I slouched home after another disastrous date. boy, oh boy. Yeah, I had some clunkers, too.
Bucci.
I hate you.
I remember I went on a date with a plumber. It got clogged. Then one time, I went on a date with this person who owned a laundromat. It was a wash. I once went on a date with a goose. That date went south really fast. I once went on a date one time with a drug dealer. She sold me in a nightclub bathroom. And then there was the time I went on a date with a sanitation worker. And she used me, manipulated me, destroyed my self-esteem, and it took me 5 years before I could trust again. But then I met the right one. I let the right one in. And then after that, I met my wife. Oh, just kidding. I actually don't know if I've ever told you how, you folks, how I met my wife. So for tonight's show, I wanted to do something on the topic of, you know, a topic of love. But, and while I acknowledge all love and all different types, I feel that the best love is the love that you have for yourself. Seriously. People in the chat over there at WFMU.org are laughing at me. But it's true. And that love that it's that, you know, comes from taking care of your body, eating the right stuff, keeping away from people, watching a lot of basketball, drinking. I think that's it. There goes the music. Why shouldn't that also shut down? Here we go. And since the new year, I've been doing yoga. Because I feel if I don't do something, I'm going to die. And it really has helped me. I feel better about myself. My gout has subsided to basically a dull throb. My flexibility, concentration, and even this radio show has improved, if that's possible. I find it focuses the mind. And if there's one thing this show is focused.
Bucci adage.
So yeah, I've been doing the yoga pretty much daily. On Tuesdays, I do it after the show in Ken's office, station manager Ken. I just like it. It has a very mellow vibe, lots of blonde wood and scarves thrown over lamps. It's chill. It's very chill. Smells good. But, you know, I thought for today, the Valentine's show,
why not do
my yoga session here in the studio on the show? Why not? It's a rhetorical question. Don't answer it. You know, kill two birds with one stone, like a psycho. Doing the show and doing my yoga. Because when you think about it, there's nothing more romantic than improving your posture, controlling your breathing. See how in control my breathing is? And what else? Easing my back pain. It's romantic. It's the romance. It's like you're making love to yourself. Jesus Christ. And to give this event a Valentine's vibe, I am going to invite my wife herself on the show for a one-time-only basis to do this with me. In fact, I think she's here. Mrs. Bucci, you want to come in?
Yeah.
Yep, I think she left.
What did I do?
My wife, is she around?
Oh, yeah, she's over here.
She's talking to Jim.
Oh, we were chatting, sorry.
Go ahead, that's fine.
Hanging out with Jim the Poet. He's really cool. Yeah. He's really fun.
Could you? Yeah, I know. I just
sit here.
I think that every day. Just sit there. Yeah, go ahead.
Are these the headphones?
Those are the ones. And then just kind of turn this mic around to you.
This one?
Yeah.
This one.
And there you go. Talk.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
More?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man, you're such a control freak.
Yeah, well, I would call it a control pro, actually.
Okay.
What is going on out there?
Well, I brought donuts for everyone, so they're freaking out. Valentine's donuts.
I was just talking about Valentine's Day. Can you tell them to be quiet, actually? Because it's bleeding into the show. I can't have blood all over my show.
The control pro. Let me hold
on. The control pro needs to have a less... No, just go through there.
Hey, pipe down, everybody!
Unbelievable.
How'd that go?
This is one of, you know what? This is why I love you, because you are the fist, and I am the brain.
Wait, what?
So, I was just talking about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. And, I wasn't listening because of the donuts.
And all the Valentine's, the great Valentine's Days we had in the past. We took that painting class together, remember?
Oh, yeah. Was it like the painting, the doing dishes, that one?
Where
you paint a dish?
Yes, it was. We were painting dishes, yes.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be, what would you paint? You some flowers or a house?
It was flowers. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, and I just painted Bucci, of course.
Yeah. Well, it broke immediately, almost immediately.
Well, that's all part of the process.
Well, you got those butterfingers that I think.
Yeah, literally. So that was one that we had, and then we saw Passion of the Christ on Blu-ray, won that one year.
That might have been someone else.
No, I think that was you.
That was not me.
Jeez, who did I watch Passion of the Christ with?
It would have been another Valentine.
Uh-oh. Just kidding. Yeah, it was someone else. But that's a good date film, Passion of the Christ.
No, it's not.
It's like a horror movie. And people
That's
are, and,
terrible.
And you find yourself like clinging to each other, like, oh.
Well, no wonder you're not with that girl anymore.
No, there's other reasons why I'm not with her.
Okay. She wasn't the fist to your brains.
No, she wasn't the fist to my brain. It's more like,
just like a rotten person. So this year, I'm sorry, this year we're going to have a really, really memorable one.
Well, you told me to come here.
Yes.
I didn't know what to expect. Mm-mm. I always bring donuts whenever I come.
That's very nice of you.
You know, so people will like me.
You, I know you like kicking back with your hands behind your head, but
you don't like
move
that?
Closer to the microphone, please?
Like this?
Yes.
That's a little better? Okay.
Yeah, intimate.
Well, I heard when Joe Magasco was here, he had, you know, his hands behind his head. He sounded really cool.
Can we not talk about Joe Magasco?
I'm trying to channel Joe. Mm.
So, but this year we're going to do, I was saying, we're going to do a little bit, we're going to do some yoga on the air.
Sure.
We have our mats right over there.
You told me to bring my mat.
Yeah, we have two mats.
You have a mat. They're new, brand new mats.
We have our spandex.
Yeah.
And our yoga, we have our yogi.
Do, yes?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And the yogi for the hour, people are going to freak out, but it's not going to be Bucci.
Well, I mean, I've seen you do yoga. I don't think you could lead it.
I can't lead it yet. I can only lead by example, which
I mean,
is
I can't
not
lead
really
yoga,
leading at
but
all.
You definitely can't lead yoga.
What we're going to do is we have our friend, Adrian, our YouTube friend, Adrian,
yeah.
Who's a very popular yogi on YouTube.
You love Adrian. You talk about Adrian all day.
Well, she's...
should I be concerned, actually, about
no,
Adrian?
No, but she's like the other fist. Like, so I have two fists, like, obviously. One of them is you, and the other one is...
A yoga
this
fist.
YouTube personality.
Got it. Yeah. That's healthy.
Thank you. She is going to be guiding us through this session. She's going to help me and you... And you, I'm pointing to you out there, engage in a nice Valentine's activity without it costing an arm and a leg or any money at all.
This is free?
Yeah, it's totally
What if we
free.
Did this during the marathon, then probably not free?
No, nothing's free during the marathon.
Got it.
So this, what it is, it's a Valentine's vinyasa. Okay.
That's cute.
Well, I try to be cute.
Bucci.
All right. So, and don't worry, like I said, I haven't left you listeners out. I want you folks to call in and do this along with us. I want us to be flowing together, literally flowing together, feeling the burn
what
together.
What if they don't have yoga mats?
Just put down a coat or something. I don't know. Look, I can't bring the whole thing together. If you're just searching for something, you know, just paper towel. You ever heard of a paper towel?
Got it.
Just
okay.
Put that down. Or another person.
That's a different kind of yoga.
Yeah, and that's definitely not the kind of yoga that we're doing today. I've had a lot of people keep emailing me and say, oh, finally, we got to have some sort of
absolutely not
romantic
no way
love yoga on the floor of the WFMU studio.
Gross.
So we're not doing that. So if you want to do that, please, Mike, call Micah's show, the show after this. And you can do it. If you can't do it at home, you can do it in your car. And
yoga, you mean?
Yeah, yoga. Yeah, sorry. It's it meaning yoga.
Got it.
And so that's coming up after the break. You looking forward to it?
I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it as
well.
Wait a minute.
Can people still call in?
Yeah, that's what I've said.
Oh, I missed that.
Like four times. So, yes, you can call in, and what we'll do is we'll do the practice together. And I want you to really do it. I don't want to just hear you making stretching noises and saying, oh, yeah, I'm in downward facing dog now. Oh, I'm in cobra.
Because we're going to be really doing it.
Because we're going to be really doing it.
Trust Bucci.
Put that Valentine's Day candy away. Take off those black jeans for once in your life. Get into nice, loose, flowing clothes. I don't want to see your body. Mrs. Bucci definitely doesn't want to see your body.
No thanks.
And let's do this yoga together. The hardest part is showing up, right?
That's what they say, right, Mrs. Bucci?
Right.
Exactly.
You told me to say right.
When I point at you, just say right, okay?
Correct.
So right now, that's after the break. Right now, let's hear one of my favorite love songs that breaks my heart and then puts it back together every time I hear it. It's My Girl and Yours, Beyonce, singing her wonderful hit, I Miss You, off the 4 album, only on WFMU.
I
thought that things like this get better with time, but I still need you. Why is that?
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
yoga with Bucci and.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
A feeling, but it's a
Bucci.
So we're back. We are doing some yoga. We're on the floor. Let's get on the floor, everybody. The hardest part, remember, is showing up. So let's sit down, cross-legged, with your hands just very gently resting on your knees. Feel that length all the way up through your crown of your head. Sit up straight. It is, just to reiterate, Valentine's Day.
I love you.
Jesus. And we are loving ourselves by engaging in a yogic, non-sexual session. My wife is here. She's sitting on the floor with a
frown,
a blank expression on her face. And so, without further ado, let's take this away. Adrian, take it away.
Alrighty, come on down to the ground.
Alright, get down on the ground.
Sit up on a little blankie if you like.
You have a blanket?
Cross thy ankles.
Huh?
Oh. Lick thy heel if you want.
Oh, I gotta do it in the head.
Yeah,
and we have begun.
We've already begun.
Tuck the chin slightly. Lengthen through the crown of the head.
Right
away here. Deep breath in.
I already said that.
Long breath out. Relax your shoulders. Way to show up. Deep breath in. Long breath out, relax those shoulders. One more time, just like that. Inhale, lots of love in. Riding the wave of the breath today. Exhale, lots of love out. Slowly come forward onto all fours.
I don't know if we can say all fours.
Inhale,
on the
drop
radio.
The belly, open the chest.
Open the chest. I mean, only one yoga mat.
Exhale, round the spine, right, chin to chest,
let's
knee.
Just pause it. Caller, you got your Bucci.
We're taking calls, wow.
Bucci.
Hey, who's
this? This is Bob Barth. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, Bob Barth. I think I know. You're WFMU's own Bob Barth. Am I right about that?
That's right. The very famous Bob Barth of WFMU West Coast Division.
You're the West Coast wing of WFMU, right?
I'm a West Coast Avenger.
What's the name of your show again?
Bob Barth's One Night Stand.
Bob Barth's One Night Stand. So, Bob, do you want to engage in some yogic activities with us here on the radio today?
I would love it. Now, I would love it. I will request this, though. You got to change up that. That's not yoga music you're playing. That sounds like, I feel like I'm in a Lethal Weapon film looking for the next suspect.
I agree.
Music, any music can be yogic. Whatever you feel is, whatever soothes you works, right? I mean, I have never seen those Lethal Weapon movies, though. You know, maybe you're right. Hello?
Yeah, no, you sound definitely right.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Bob, where are you right now?
I am in my office in sunny Los Angeles.
Can you sit on the floor?
I can sit on the floor, yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little yoga. Anyone else wants to join in, 201-209-9368. And can you hear Adrian right there, Bob?
Will draws back.
Yes, I can.
Okay. So now let's continue. Just start to listen to the sound of your breath warming up through the spine, dropping into today's practice with whatever you're feeling, being honest about that, acknowledging whatever's going on.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-buche.
Maybe.
How's that feel, Bob?
Just welcoming in a little
gratitude. How's that feel?
Gratitude.
Is like a leading question, Bucci. I'm all right, but you know what? You
asked
me to keep my clothes on. Clothes are
together.
On.
Together.
Right. Okay, you're very right. That's my fault. So how is your how are you feeling, I should say?
Well, I wish I was
all
feeling
right. When
better.
You feel
I'm
satisfied, bring it to tabletop position. Kick the.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So you know, so it's it takes an extra special something. To get my, you know, to be able to really lean into it.
And to, it really, it takes you an extra, what is that extra special something? Again, keeping
usually
it clean.
Someone sitting on my back.
I see. Well,
which
in this
has
practice.
Actually happened in a yoga class.
We are going to be exploring areas of our spine in this particular session. So I think this will be a help to you. And hopefully you can maybe get someone to stand on you later after the show. I think
All right,
let's resume.
Right toes out, send the left
right
fingertips forward.
Out.
Inhale in. Exhale, keep the neck long as you bend the elbow, bend the knee. Connect to your abs. Nice. Inhale, extend. Exhale, round everything in. Press into the top of your left foot. Inhale, extend. Exhale, neck stays long.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm hanging in there.
Inhale, extend.
But I'm hydrating.
Round everything into center.
With a considerable amount of gym.
Last time,
if
inhale,
okay.
Extend. Exhale,
yeah.
Bend.
Oh, it's your practice. It's
inhale,
your body.
Extend with your breath.
Perfect.
Exhale, round and squeeze. Lift.
Squeeze.
I'm not
switch.
Sure. What are we doing?
Left fingertips
standing,
out.
Right.
Excuse me. Left toes out. Right fingertips forward.
Oh, left toes out. Right
inhale,
fingertips
inhale with your
forward.
Breath. Exhale,
oh, got it,
bend.
Got it. Fingertips forward.
Inhale. Exhale, round it in.
Is there an extra challenge if there's a missing fingertip?
Inhale, extend. Here comes the warmth.
No,
I can feel
I don't
it.
Think so.
Exhale, you got to bring the breath, though.
I'm not Adrian, though.
Inhale.
You are.
Exhale, round.
All right, Bob. Thanks.
One more
keep
round.
Doing it at home. It was great talking to you, man. Bye. How you feeling, Mrs. Bucci?
Pretty relaxed, I think.
And release. Walk the knees as wide as the mat.
All right.
Send the hips back. Extended child's pose. Excuse me. Forehead comes to the earth.
Forehead to the earth. You're supposed to be on the ground, I think.
No.
Melting the heart.
I'm standing.
No, she said forehead comes to the earth.
Inhaling deeply.
Okay. Hold on.
We're supposed to
exhale,
be on the ground.
Exhale, recalling your intention, your why.
Okay, here I am.
Extend. What did she say?
In your next inhale, press into the fingertips,
like
rise
this.
Back up,
with
curl the toes
out.
Under,
yeah,
then
yeah,
walk
yeah,
the hands
right.
All the way
toes
back
under.
To your froggy squat.
Yeah, froggy squat. Squat. Frog squat.
Are you doing it?
Inhale in here. Exhale, walk the hands all the way out to our first plank pose of the day. Reach the heels.
You're listening to Bucci. We're doing yoga. 201-209-9368. If you want to do any of that yoga with us,
201-209-9368.
Hold on a second, Adrian. We're doing some yoga here, 201-209-9368. Our yogi Adrian is leading us in a practice, and we should all be what?
In plank position
now, so that is, my wife is doing it, so she is...
Your hands are out, it's like a...
Like a push-up before you push down or go down, it's that kind of thing. All right, caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yes, hello.
I'm loving this yoga.
Oh, hey, Zach. How are you?
Wait, am I staying in plank position?
Yes, we have to keep doing it. How are you doing, Zach? Are you ready to do some yoga with us?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing it already.
Oh, great. I'm going to put you on with another caller. Hello. Caller, you go Bucci.
Oh, what up, Bucci?
Hey, who is this?
This is 2Gs.
Oh, it's Double G. How you doing? Double G, can you hear Zach over there? Zach, can you say something, please?
No,
yeah, hey,
Oh, you can hear each other. Okay. The one time I asked you, Zach, to say something, you don't. All right, guys.
I did. I said I could hear you.
Okay, good. So what we're going to do is, have you ever done yoga before, Double G?
Yeah, I've done various yogas.
Oh, various yogas. All right. So we're going to do a very specific kind of radio yoga, which relies on you listening very carefully to our yoga, Adrian, and also taking my instructions in too. So let's keep going.
Couple moments here to breathe.
All right, get your body ready.
Pedaling through the
plank
feet.
Position.
Yeah, get in plank position, folks.
Bucci, you gotta get back in plank.
I'm trying.
All four sides of the torso.
I have to take calls.
Bucci. Adage.
Find that hand to earth.
How you doing, Zach?
Really,
yeah. If you want to do chair yoga, that's perfectly fine.
Pressing into the index finger and thumb firmly.
Zach, press into the index finger. What did she say?
I have to support myself.
So take it for a little walk all the way towards the treetop of your neck.
Oh, wait, treetop. You're
standing. Standing.
Stand up.
I shouldn't stand on this chair, though.
Well, if just sit
take
up as straight as you
can. 3 to 5 deep breaths here.
And feel that
like easy movement that feels good. It can be really subtle, body, or
it's more
it can
of a stool
be
than a chair. Is that all right?
No, it's not.
Moving
a lot
with your
of chair
breath.
Chatter on this yoga.
I'm going to get in my recliner then.
Zach, how you doing? I'm just going to check in with you, buddy. Zach, how are you doing?
I'm doing
when you're
great.
Ready, left fingertips are going to come to
I'm
the center of the mat in front of you,
feeling
or maybe to a block.
We got to get back on the floor.
Bend both knees, right
bend
fingertips, draw a line, pull that bow and arrow across the left arm, across the chest.
Oh, bow and arrow,
right
so we're doing
shoulder.
This.
Oh, yeah, that's,
as you lift you up
left,
the right
lift your arm up with the other left hand down on the ground. Are you doing chair yoga now, too?
No, I just got to check in with these guys. How are you doing, folks?
Breathe into your belly.
Feeling
exhale, right fingertips okay. Slowly come down.
I have another chair if you need it.
Right hand replaces the left.
No, I don't
we
need
take it.
It
to
thank
the
you,
other side.
He's
okay, Bucci, you can. Everyone gets older.
Bending that right knee. Open
Mrs.
that.
Bucci, is that a
Bucci
adage?
Chair?
I think it is.
Bucci adage.
Okay, guys, I'm going to let you go. Thanks very much.
Checking with the neck.
All right, now we go with the other hand.
Exhale,
and
ride.
201,
the breath
209, 9368.
Inhale, halfway lift.
If you want to do some yoga.
Follow the breath. Exhale.
With Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Let's do that two more times. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, soften and bow. One more time. And then tuck the chin into the chest, bend the knees, and slowly roll it up to standing.
Are you yawning?
No, I'm breathing. You have to breathe with
right
intention.
Away, inhale.
It's a lot
squeeze
of intention.
It's called like the breath of life or something.
No. Exhale,
it helps me focus on breathing.
Down.
Half
continue.
Of the stuff is just hold on a second, Adrian. No, it has to be. It's a thing where it, you know, I don't naturally, you know, breathe in a regular basis.
At
you know?
All?
Well, no, I you know my breath. I'm like, you know, so I'm trying to breathe with intention and breathe slowly and use my movements to control my breathing and use my breathing to control my movements, and I'm trying to do it in a as loud as possible so I know that I'm doing it.
It just doesn't sound very healthy.
Well, it feels very healthy, okay? Let's just...
You're supposed to, we did this so you could be calm and relaxed and you're frowning and you're pulling out your hair.
Yeah, well,
let's put Adrian back on.
Yeah, let's just put Adrian back on.
Big circles. Exhale, back and down.
Hands.
Keep it
201,
going.
209, 9368, if you want to
do arm circles.
Do some yoga with Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
I'm doing arm circles.
Beautiful. Inhale, reach the arms all the way up.
Release
the fingertips, find that steeple grip.
Steeple grip,
inhale
folks.
To grow tall. Exhale, bump the hips to the left. Send your fingertips to the right. Spiral your heart up towards the sky. Inhale, and again here. Exhale, ground through the heels to come back to center. Inhale, grow tall. Exhale, think up and over as you bump the hips to the right. Send the fingertips
caller,
to the left.
You got Bucci.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Bucci.
Hey, Franco, how are you?
Hi, Franco.
Okay.
Good.
What did she say?
She said hello.
Okay. Hello, Mrs. Bucci.
Hi, Franco.
So, Franco, do you engage in yoga? Do you like yoga?
I have.
You feel like a centered fellow in a certain way.
In a certain way.
Yes. Follow the breath. So would you like to do some yoga with us right now?
step or hop.
That's why I'm calling.
Okay, that's good. So, where are you now? Are you are you in comfortable loose clothes?
I'm always in loose clothes.
Okay. What's the craziest place that you've done yoga in? Is it like where have you done yoga in the weirdest place?
On a carnival ride.
Yeah. Well, you ask a question, you get an answer. I think it is appropriate. Let's focus on Adrian's voice, Franco and Mrs. Bucci, and let's really
elbows, cactus arms.
Cactus arms.
Inhale, reach the fingertips up. Exhale all the way back to your lunge.
Yeah, so put your arms
inhale,
back.
Step the right.
My
foot
sunglasses
down.
Keep falling
exhale,
off.
Exhale lower to the belly.
I mean, I told you not to wear sunglasses.
Inhale, rise up, cobra. Exhale.
This is kind of difficult for me because I'm
riding
in the bedroom now,
the
and
inhale,
I really can't hear Adrian's directive. Did she say drink some
exhale,
coffee?
No, but if you want to incorporate that inhale, coffee into your movements, I think that's a perfectly
exhale,
reasonable thing to do.
Step it forward, lower
can
the
I
right
put
knee
it in a dog bowl and do
inhale,
that?
No!
Thing
lift the arms
on
all the
floor
way up
with your knees and like
exhale, the lift the chest.
I think just get on the floor and start
inhale,
exploring your, you know, start
exhale,
stretching out.
All the way back to your lunge. Inhale,
okay,
step it back.
Oh, there's my extra set of car keys. They're underneath the dresser.
I don't think
inhale,
they're taking
this is already providing benefits, I can see.
Exhale.
It's almost like you're not taking this seriously, Frank.
No, I am. I'm very engaged, but my mouth works independently than the rest of my body. But you know that already.
And a long breath out. Maybe send a little wave in the spine here.
I don't think it matters.
Exhale, melt the heart back.
I'm not sure I can get
inhale
up.
Inhale to bend the knees.
Okay, Franco, I'm going
to
have to leave you there,
exhale,
but continue rolling
the
around on the floor.
Together, yeah.
Help
right
me.
No, I can't.
Relax the weight of the head over. Inhale, halfway lift, your version.
Hey, Jim,
exhale,
you want to do some yoga? Come in
bend
here.
Bend the knees, root to rise. Inhale, reach.
I don't even know what she's saying anymore. I feel like we've lost the plot.
You gotta take your shoes off, Jim.
Just take your shoes off, and we have a spare mat.
That's a lot of Jim.
It's almost like this is not working.
I think it's going okay.
Yeah, well, I just feel like I keep getting distracted. We keep taking calls.
I feel centered because you guys seem centered.
Oh, that's nice. So, Jim, if you want to get over there, we can start doing some more yoga. And,
Jim, you could be on
there's
this
another
part
mat?
Of the mat. Yeah, we've got two mats.
Which mat is okay.
Well, the floor's not that clean.
I mean, I did a few things on the floor earlier.
Oh, this is a plug.
You want me to plug it in?
All right, let's continue.
Exhale, hands all the way to the heart space. Breathe in.
Oh.
Slow breath out.
Caller, you go, Bucci.
Inhale, fingertips
hello,
go down.
Hello, Bucci, my friend.
Yes, who is this?
Exhale.
My name is Wellington Strathmore.
Inhale, mm-hmm. Grow
okay
really tall.
So, Wellington Smarthmore, are you ready to do some yoga with us?
Inhale, oh, yes, indeed, my friend. Yes, indeed.
You really seem like you need it. You seem
Mrs. Bucci too. I
really,
don't mean to be rude.
Really, really stressed. Are you jittery? Are you like a shaky little fella?
Why, no, my friend. Not at all.
It's just your voice that's shaky? Well, I feel like you're, like, not having a nervous breakdown, but, like, on the verge of a nervous breakdown in Wellington Swarthmore.
Perhaps, but aren't we all?
No, I don't think so. So, Wellington, are you lying on the floor, or where are you, in the car, or a phone booth? Okay.
Yes, I am now on the floor.
Okay. So, are you, let's just follow along. Now, get into, get on the floor and just listen to Adrian now.
Inhale to sweep the arms all the way up and overhead. Exhale
yeah, no,
to bend
you're doing
the
two different things.
Well, we couldn't hear.
Wellington, what are you doing?
Once again. Exhale, rain it down,
the
adding a twist.
Dog?
Yeah, okay.
Lift or lower the
just
back
stay
knee
there.
Up to you. Inhale, right fingertips.
Yes,
reach.
My friend.
I'm inhaling.
Is he doing it?
Yeah.
I've got to follow
Jim
it.
Jim is doing the best
I'm doing
one.
I am.
Breath. Try to stay true to that breath.
Step Wellington, where do, how about you there?
Exhale, I'm stuck.
That's enough. That's enough of Wellington.
Slow it down. Inhale, lift up, cobra.
You can't help everybody. Sometimes yoga makes it worse. You come to a yoga session and you end up, it ends up exacerbating things. Like, for example, if you come to a session with like a wound and all these stretches and open up the wound. See, that's an example. Or if you just ate a big dinner.
Or like a box of donuts.
Yes. I just had like one or two donuts.
Yeah, let's just leave them in your stomach there.
They don't
have
yoga donuts?
Let's just keep them in the stomach and not on the yoga mats because I did pay $20. Oh, how are you doing, guys?
Good.
201-209-9368. If you want to do some yoga with Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
And Mrs. Bucci.
Mrs. Bucci.
And Jim.
With your breath.
Jim!
Inhale,
am I doing it right?
To plank.
Yeah, that's
exhale,
right.
That looks great. Yeah,
well, how come you guys are not doing the same thing?
Well, you guys have been doing it for a while.
That's true.
We're working
maybe
on a sweat.
Find a little wave in the spine.
I love you.
Wow.
That was an Adrian, I think.
I love you.
Bend the knees. Inhale, look
201-209-9368.
I think this is, you gotta do this.
Oh, it's a bendy?
Relax the weight of the head down.
Head down. Like
this. Oh, the forward?
Yeah.
Let go.
Just let it go.
Jim, stop crying.
Let it go. Yeah, within reason.
Inhale, halfway lift, follow your breath.
We have to keep the emotions.
Exhale, soften.
We have to focus our emotions and not let them go everywhere.
Inhale,
all over the studio. It's really,
exhale, palms come
we're trying to channel our energy in positive ways and not destructive ways like we do for the rest of our time in our day.
The flag here, just capture a little magic moment. The mystery of it all.
Oh, and the mystery of it gratitude. All. Caller Igabuchi.
Hi, Bucci.
Yes,
it's
hi.
Dave.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good. I just want to, I do yogurt. Beautiful. Yogurt.
Yes.
Yoga, I should say.
Yes.
Slowly. Everywhere I go.
Keep doing it.
Continue
yes.
I only do one pose. I do the peacock pose.
So and which one's that? Could you describe that in for me?
You get down on the ground, and put your arms down, and then you get into a peacock position with your legs up in the air.
Oh, and that's...
I've done it over 600 places, including like in front of Mount Rushmore or... at Cadovo's Amusement Park or the world's largest truck stop in a while.
So you take does someone take a photo of you doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I have pictures of it. If you want to see them.
I don't.
But is this the new planking?
Instagram, hashtag #EmeryBoarding.
Oh, and you kind of, and are you getting anything, out of that? Or is it just some like a cheap thrill? Or is it like what?
Little both, little cheap thrill plus I just enjoy doing it. On the top of Pike's Peak, I did it.
And where do you feel that on your body? You feel that stretch in your thighs, right? Or your...
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a full body thing. It's one of the hardest moves.
Well, I don't want to break you out of your rhythm, but would you like to do some different kind of yoga right now on the radio?
Yeah, which one are you guys doing?
Well,
we're kind of laying
they're
down.
Just laying on the ground.
I can't
now.
Get up.
I'm tired.
I would say get into a plank pose, which is kind of like a push-up before you push down, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Just play here, and if you fall, it's part of the deal, right?
And then what you do is you want to walk your hands back into downward facing dog.
Like this.
Well, the one I do, I'm facing down.
Dogs don't do this.
But yeah, if you Google hashtag Emmy Boarding.
Slowly to release, we're going to come through that standing one-legged
today. Okay. Well, everybody, make sure you go, what is it, Emery Board?
Emery Boarding.
Okay. And while you're there, why don't you go to BucciNights at Instagram.com and follow Bucci for, just for fun. Thanks very much. Dave, yes, Bucci Nights.
Imagine a marionette string slowly lifting your left knee up this time.
It's a knee. We have to do this.
It's hard to hear over the call.
No, it's not hard. It's working.
Smooth Booch.
We might stay working here, particularly if you feel a lot of tightness in this hip crease.
Draw
your belly in and out.
Focus on one point on the studio wall.
That lift and lock here to take it out of the hip crease.
The floor is uneven.
Maybe we're ready to take it all the way back. Left hand coming to the
arch of the left foot.
Okay, this is
Wait, what
okay.
are we grabbing out?
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah, 201-209-9368. We are
just saying random things.
Doing a yoga session.
Kicks
it's up. A Valentine's Day and yoga, out. A Valentine's and vinyasa.
Out. Lengthen through the crown of the head.
I love you.
Stop playing that.
Soften the skin of the face.
Stretch out. Make sure everyone's stretching.
Wherever you are, take one more breath. And then let's all come back together in that standing one-legged Tadasana.
All right.
Any way you can, even if it's just for a moment, one toe lift.
Jim, you got to focus on one thing.
Oh, I'm focusing.
And then let it go.
Let me.
Awesome.
All right.
Inhale, reach.
No, I'm just going to pause it with you for a second. Thanks very much. That was the session.
Oh, you're kicking us out?
No, you can stay for a second.
You're kicking Jim out.
Yes. Why don't you go over there?
Put your towel down.
Yeah, I'm a little sweaty. I've really worked up a sweat. Oh, well, let's just hit some music. There we go. How did that feel, Mrs. Bucci?
That was good.
Do you feel, relieved?
A little stressful. I mean, doing it on the WFMU floor.
Yeah. Well, I have another surprise for you.
What is it?
A Valentine's surprise.
Ooh.
So in addition to some yoga, I planned a nice dinner for us.
Ooh, tomorrow?
No, right now.
Wait.
So I have a surprise. We have a steak with some scalloped potatoes and asparagus spears. So let's have a nice little dinner, romantic style.
Where did this come from? We were just doing yoga in here.
Yeah, I had it under the...
Is this why you kicked Jim out?
Under the table. Yeah, I don't want to eat.
He has all the donuts, though.
To us.
Oh, to us! This glass is empty.
Well, I can't have liquid in the studio.
Okay, what about that can you cracked?
201-209-9368. If you want to have a romantic dinner with Mrs. Bucci and I, we are taking... there's this empty seat. How's the scalloped potatoes?
It's okay. Are we doing anything tomorrow? Is this it?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Anatomy of a Fall? I think we're going to go see that movie.
No.
Yeah, and then Killers of a Flower Moon. Back to back, baby.
That's...
201-209-9368. We are having a romantic dinner. We had some yoga exercises, which I think went pretty smoothly. Now we're having a nice
smooth booch.
Go ahead. Keep eating.
Okay.
Remember when we met, Mrs. Bucci?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Call her Yabucci. Hello.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey. Who's this?
I got some Irish turkey herder's pie going in the oven.
Oh, okay. What's that? What's an Irish turkey hero pie?
It's like shepherd's pie, but with turkey.
With turkey, I see. And, all right, do you want to... Why did you mention that?
He's eating dinner with us!
I don't know. I really like the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I like it too.
And also, I kind of made my own gravy out of, like, cooking wine and browned
a bit. That sounds delicious. That sounds a little better than what we're eating, which is a little cold. Do you have a drop for that?
What are you eating?
We're eating steak and scalloped potatoes and asparagus.
It's cold. It's cold steak. Well,
you could probably make that into a pie if you wanted to kick it up a notch.
That would be a good idea. Yeah. You know, we should have done hot yoga, because then the food would be hot.
We could have put the food in the hot yoga.
Yeah.
Hot yoga with gravy.
Yes, that would have been a good idea. Yeah, I should consult
definitely.
You. Cheers again.
I love you, folks. Bye.
Thank you. I love him too. Did you really want... I think we should have done hot yoga with the hot food.
Yeah, well, thinking about it now, that sounds actually kind of gross.
I think I should have thought about this whole show maybe.
I think
times.
Also, yeah. Yeah.
So coming up, Micah, do you want to do some yoga with us, a couple of moves?
No, Bucci. The point is, once again, you stole the fire under my wings or whatever.
Yes?
Yoga is an activity relegated to my show. Everyone on WFMU knows that. I talk about yoga more than anybody on WFMU.
I never knew that.
I come in, it's snowing out, I had a very rough path ride.
Yes.
I come in and I hear yoga. What do you think? How am I supposed to react
well,
to that?
Well, I feel like yoga is not owned you solely by you, and you don't engage yoga.
You know, we
yoga.
Should have had Micah lead the yoga.
Yeah, I should have
and
had
not Adrian.
Oh, well, you know, it's a little late.
You have that nice yoga voice where it's just like...
Very calming.
Very calming and relaxing.
Once again, Bucci.
Yes.
This is not the first time you've done this.
It's the second time.
I think it's maybe the third.
You and it.
One day I'm going to lose my cool.
This is fun for me.
I have to say that the music of yoga and the practice of yoga are two very different things.
Whatever, man.
Well, I agree. I mean, you didn't refute that.
6:59. Wrap it up.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi. On WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. It's Music of Mind Control right now.
I love you.
On the path of the dread.